This office is brought to you by Truthly, the Catholic AI app that helps you learn, live, and share the truth every day. Now let's pray.
Deus in adiutorium meum intente, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina, Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. O Bernard, heaven's noble Jew, to you we sing our hymns of praise. Transform them into joys for us, the fruit of heaven's saving gifts. Christ pierced you with the deepest wound, to set your heart aflame with love. And mindful of his bride, the Church, he made you pillar, shield, and lamp. The loving Spirit filled your mouth with truth that flows in gracious speech, to tell of mysteries that were veiled, sweet honey of the angels' food. The Virgin Mother filled your heart with fervor born of love so pure, that you beyond all others preached with depth and winning eloquence. Though solitude was all your care, you filled the world with your renown, for you were sought to arbitrate by teachers, magistrates, and kings. All praise to God, the three in one, whose goodness grants that he be seen. And by his gift may we delight, with you in joy that never ends. Amen.
My heart is ready, O God, my heart is ready. My heart is ready, O God, I will sing your praise. Awake my soul, awake lyre and harp, I will awake the dawn. I will thank you, Lord, among the peoples, among the nations I will praise you, for your love reaches to the heavens and your truth to the skies. O God, arise above the heavens, may your glory shine on earth. O come and deliver your friends, help with your right hand and reply. From his holy place God has made this promise, I will triumph and divide the land of Shechem. I will measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh. Ephraim I take for my helmet. Judah for my commander's staff. Moab I will use for my washbowl. On Edom I will plant my shoe. Over the Philistines I will shout in triumph. But who will lead me to conquer the fortress? Who will bring me face to face with Edom? Will you utterly reject us, O God, and no longer march with our armies? Give us help against the foe, for the help of man is vain. With God we shall do bravely, and he will trample down our foes. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. My heart is ready, O God. My heart is ready. The Lord has robed me with grace and salvation. I rejoice heartily in the Lord. In my God is the joy of my soul. For he has robed me with the robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice. Like a bridegroom adorned with a diadem, like a bride bedecked with her jewels, as the earth brings forth its plants, and a garden makes its growth spring up, so will the Lord God make justice and praise spring up before all the nations. For Zion's sake I will not be silent, for Jerusalem's sake I will not be quiet, until her vindication shines forth like the dawn, and her victory like a burning torch. Nations shall behold your vindication, and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, pronounced by the mouth of the Lord. You shall be a glorious crown in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem held by your God. No more shall men call you forsaken, or your land desolate, but you shall be called my delight, and your land espoused. For the Lord delights in you, and makes your land his spouse. As a young man marries a virgin, your builder shall marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord has robed me with grace and salvation. I will praise my God all the days of my life. My soul, give praise to the Lord. I will praise the Lord all my days. Make music to my God while I live. Put no trust in princes, in mortal men in whom there is no help. Take their breath, they return to clay, and their plans that day come to nothing. He is happy who is helped by Jacob's God, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who alone made heaven and earth, the seas and all they contain. It is he who keeps faith forever, who is just to those who are oppressed. It is he who gives bread to the hungry, the Lord who sets prisoners free. The Lord who gives sight to the blind, who raises up those who are bowed down. The Lord who protects the stranger and upholds the widow and the orphan. It is the Lord who loves the just, but thwarts the path of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever. Zion's God from age to age. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I will praise my God all the days of my life. Simply I learned about wisdom, and ungrudgingly do I share. Her riches I do not hide away, for to men she is an unfailing treasure. Those who gain this treasure win the friendship of God, to whom the gifts they have from discipline commend them. Let the peoples proclaim the wisdom of the saints.
Let the peoples proclaim the wisdom of the saints.
With joyful praise, let the church tell forth
the wisdom of the saints.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Let the peoples proclaim the wisdom of the saints.
Blessed Bernard, your life flooded by the splendor of the divine word illumines the church with the light of true faith and doctrine. Benedictus Dominus Deus Israel, quia visitavit et fecit redemptionem plebi suae, et erexit cornus salutis nobis in domo David pueri sui. Sicut locutus est pero sanctorum, quia saeculo sunt prophetarum meum. Salutem ex inimicis nostris, et de manu omnium qui oderunt nos. Ad facienda misericordiam cum patribus nostris, et memorari testamenti sui sancti. Iusurandum coduravit ad Abraham patrem nostrum, daturum se nobis, ut sine timore de manu inimicorum nostrorum liberati, serviamus illi. In sanctitate et justitia coram ipso, omnibus diebus nostris, et tu puer profeta altissimi vocaberi, praebis enim ante faciem Domini parare vias eius. Adandam scientiam salutis plebieus, in remissionem peccatorum meorum. Per viscera misericordiae Dei nostri, in quibus visitavit nos oriens ex alto, illuminare his qui in tenebris et in umbra mortis sedent, ad dirigendos pedes nostros in viam pacis. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Blessed Bernard, your life flooded by the splendor of the divine word illumines the church with the light of true faith
and doctrine. Christ is the good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep. Let us praise and thank him as we pray. Nourish your people, Lord. Christ, you decided to show your merciful love through your holy shepherds. Let your mercy always reach us through them. Nourish your people, Lord. Through your vicars, you continue to perform the ministry of shepherd of souls. Direct us always through our leaders. Nourish your people, Lord. Through your holy ones, the leaders of your people, you served as physician of our bodies and our spirits. Continue to fulfill your ministry of life and holiness in us. Nourish your people, Lord. You taught your flock through the prudence and love of your saints. Grant us continual growth in holiness under the direction of our pastors. Nourish your people, Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, who made the abbot Saint Bernard a man consumed with zeal for your house, and a light shining and burning in your church, grant through his intercession that we may be on fire with the same spirit and walk always as children of light. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Pray for us, O most holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Thank you for praying with us. Already helping thousands of Catholics, Truthly combines the power of AI with the wisdom of the Church. Get instant, shareable answers. Build your knowledge with short, powerful courses. Grow with daily insights and challenges that empower you to live the life God made you for. Truthly is built for daily formation and bold evangelization in the modern age. Download it in the App Store and start your free trial today. God bless.